Well, good afternoon, brethren. And to all the people who are watching over the internet, we welcome and thank you for tuning in. You know, in 9 days, we will be entering another fall holy day season. And I have three questions. First, what trials and problems have we struggled with this year? The second question is, what trials and problems are we struggling with today? And the third question is, how much are we looking forward to the fall holy days? The title of this message is, Why Are God's Fall Holy Days Important? If I was to ask each of you to give me one reason why God's fall holy days are important, they would not be the same. We would come up with many, many reasons why they are important. Today, I like to go over 5 reasons why they are important to me. So let's look at the first reason. Now, the first reason in God's fall holy days are important is they remind me to focus on things above and not on things on this earth. They remind me to focus on things above and not on things on this earth. Please turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I'm going to read a few verses. No PowerPoint today. I'm going to start reading in verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Brethren, when Paul says, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth, he is referring to our Father, our Lord Jesus, and their kingdom of God in heaven. Paul is encouraging us to bring godly direction to our life here on earth as we continue to run our present race of faith, endurance, and joy. God's fall holy days help us to reset our minds on things above by focusing on God's plan for all mankind. We are motivated to be obedient to all the teachings of our Lord Jesus so that we may qualify to appear with him at the first resurrection. When we meditate about our future existence with God as kings and priests in the kingdom on earth, we are motivated to be obedient. Brethren, what will we focus on in 2018? Will our thoughts be focused on the kingdom of God or on earthly things? Will Christ be centered? Will we be Christ-centered or self-centered? Will we spend our energies on building Christ's kingdom or building our kingdom? Brethren, the key to managing the sinful nature of this present world lies in our ability to keep our thoughts connected to the promise of a new world as described in God's fall holy days. Brethren, God's fall holy days are important because they remind us to set our minds on things above and not on things of this earth. Now let's review the second reason why God's fall holy days are important. The second reason is they remind us to focus on watching and being ready. They remind us to focus on watching and being ready. Please turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Jesus says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be." Verse 42. "Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Brethren, in these verses, Jesus is referring to the day he will return to earth. And we all know the events of that day are described in the Day of Trumpets in God's holy day plan. As we all know, in the days of Noah, people were enjoying the normal pursuits of life with no awareness of God's judgment. Life continued normally for the people of Noah's day, for they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. But the flood came and took them all away. It was sudden, and they were not prepared. Because the period before the return of our Lord will be just like the time in the days of Noah, when we observe the fall holy days, we are reminded and encouraged to keep watch, be alert, and be ready. Please turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 29. That's Luke chapter 21, verse 29. These verses are about the lesson of the fig tree. Luke chapter 21, verse 29. Jesus says, "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourself that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Now, in that sentence, he didn't say that it would come as a snare on some of the people who dwell on the earth. He says, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. And then he says, watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verses 29 to 36. Brethren, in these scriptures, Jesus is reminding his followers that even though they will be able to anticipate the coming of the kingdom by the signs, it is also very possible that many of them may develop the wrong attitude and get so entangled with the affairs of this life that they will not be ready for his unexpected second coming, and therefore not enter into the kingdom through the first resurrection. Brethren, God's fall holy days are important because they remind us to focus on watching and being ready. Now let's move to the third reason why God's fall holy days are important. The third reason is this: they remind us to be faithful and to keep doing all the work Jesus did until the end. Let me repeat it. They remind us to be faithful and to keep doing all the work Jesus did until the end. Please turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Okay, verse 45. It says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 to 51. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says the coming of the Lord will be a test to his servants. We are his servants. Just as the master in this story entrusted all his possessions to his servant, Christ has entrusted the care of all things on this earth to his followers. And we are his followers. The response of the servants are indications of the inward condition. The Lord wants to find his servants faithfully doing his will. Servants who are faithful and found doing is an action word, will be rewarded when the Lord returns. But a servant who is found not doing will be judged severely. In this story, the servant decided that his master was not returning for a long time, and he stopped doing what was right and started to take advantage of others and started to live life wickedly. Just like the wicked people of Noah's day, the wicked servant was not aware of the sudden coming judgment. But the judgment will come, and the wicked servant will be dealt with as one would deal with any hypocrite, which is precisely what an unfaithful servant is. His or her separation will result in eternal judgment apart from his master. Brethren, God's fall holy days are important because they are yearly reminders to be faithful and to keep doing all the work Jesus did until the end. Brethren, if we are faithful servants and followers, Christ will reward us by allowing us to rule with him as kings and priests in the millennium and beyond. Now, brethren, let's look at the fourth reason why God's fall holidays are important. The fourth reason is they remind us that we are heirs of Christ and destined for future glory. Let me repeat it. They remind us that we are heirs of Christ and destined for future glory. Please turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Many of these scriptures we know. Romans chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, then we may also be glorified together." This is important. If we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the joy which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8, verse 12 through 18. Brethren, every true follower of Christ has become an heir to God's eternal and glorious kingdom. In the Bible Knowledge Commentary, it says, Paul reminds his readers that sharing in the glory of Christ in the future requires sharing in his suffering in this life. Brethren, we will suffer in this life. However, Paul concluded that our present suffering in this world are far outweighed by the glory that will be revealed in us. The future glory is so great that present sufferings in this world are very small in comparison. In addition, the glory is forever, whereas the suffering in this life is temporary and light. Brethren, this truth can help believers and followers endure their trials and problems because they are sharing in our Savior's suffering in this life. Brethren, God's fall holy days reminds us that we are heirs of Christ and destined for future glory. Now let's move to the fifth reason. The fifth reason God's holy days are important is that they stimulate us to think about the new bodies we always wanted. Let me repeat it. They are important because they stimulate us to think about the new bodies we always wanted. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We were going to be reading verses 50 to 53. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. We'll start there. In these verses, and we're very familiar with these verses, Paul tells us about God's promise to give us the body we always wanted. Paul says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." You see, brethren, the Corinthians at that time wanted to know what kind of body they would have when they were resurrected. Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul gives the Corinthians and us a clear understanding of the body we always wanted. Paul says that the resurrection is not merely the resurrection of a corpse, but the transformation of our physical bodies into a spiritual body. Paul explains this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And I'm going to read these verses from the NIV. Paul says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Brethren, our resurrected bodies will be like the body Jesus had when he was resurrected. Was Thomas able to touch the hands and side of Jesus? Absolutely. Was Christ's glorified body able to eat fish with his disciples? Absolutely. Just imagine, brethren, having a glorious body, allowing us to eat any clean food and any dessert without worrying about gaining weight, going on diets, taking vitamins and supplements, or exercising. That excites me. Brethren, you've heard me talk about my disease of a compulsive overeater, being a compulsive overeater. I have not eaten M&Ms or a Snicker bar since 1986, my two favorite candies, because they have sugar in it. Now, brethren, don't get me wrong. Being with Jesus in the millennium is the most important thing to me. However, I look forward to tasting a delicious candy bar occasionally. Ladies, can you imagine always looking your best without spending all the time you spend now doing what you do? Our new bodies will be perfect without defects, pain, or any limitations. In the Gospel of John, we are told that Christ was able to walk into a locked room through the walls and appear to his disciples. Brethren, just imagine how it would be without any physical restrictions like doors, walls, buildings, or mountains. With our new glorified bodies, we will be able to truly move about freely. In Mark chapter 16, our Lord appeared to two of them as they walked. Brethren, Christ needed no means of transportation. Imagine, brethren, traveling to and from without needing planes, vehicles, trains, buses, or highways and roads with traffic. Brethren, a great change is coming, and God's fall holy days are important because they stimulate us to think about the new bodies we always wanted. Brethren, let's begin to conclude this message. Brethren, our main hope is not in this life. And every year, we strengthen our hope by celebrating God's holy days. Most people do not understand much about God's plan of salvation for all mankind. However, God's fall holy days of trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, and the last great day have opened our minds to his truth about man's eternal destiny. Brethren, in today's message, I shared five reasons why God's fall holy days are important to me. Let's review them as we conclude this message. The first reason was they remind us to focus on things about and not things on, not about, it's supposed to be above. They remind us to focus on things above and not things on this earth. Number two, They remind us to focus on watching and being ready. The third reason, they remind us to be faithful and to keep doing all, not some, all of the work Jesus did until the end. Number four, they remind us that we are heirs of Christ and destined for future glory. And finally, number five, they remind us and stimulate us to think about the new bodies we always wanted. Brethren, let's do the right thing. Let's be sure to prepare our minds and our hearts to benefit fully from God's fall holy days. And let's fulfill our destiny to be kings and priests in the family of God.